Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. Have you ever found yourself having a conversation with a team member and how it was perceived was completely the opposite of how you intended it to be perceived? Hello and welcome back. That's the topic for today's episode of the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. Darren Mitchell here, host of the show, and this is a challenge that many sales leaders face on a daily basis. And it's what we call the big gap between intention and perception. Now, this is something that is a challenge for many sales leaders, and it points to a level of emotional intelligence, which is one of the key areas of exceptional sales leadership, being really emotionally aware of our surroundings, but also being really perceptive in terms of how our communication is being received and whether our message is actually hitting the mark based on the intentions that we put out. I'm not sure about you, but I've had probably hundreds of situations over my sales leadership career where I had the greatest of intention. I was very specific in what I thought the message was going to be, and yet for some reason it was perceived in a completely different way and taken the wrong way. And this is quite challenging. It was quite challenging for me because I'm thinking, what the hell is wrong with these people? And then I realized that it was me, because one of the key things that I learned very quickly through that process was we see things not as they are, but we see things through the filter of who we are. So we've got all these biases, and a lot of us have what we call conscious bias, but also unconscious bias. And so sometimes when we're having a conversation with a person, we might have it fixed in our mind in terms of what our intention is, but then it's how we communicate that, how it is going to be perceived, which can create what's called a gap between intention and therefore perception. And so as we know, our job as sales leaders is to build strong relationships, but have those founded on a bedrock of trust. And if we can earn the right to lead our team through building trust, then just doing that will close the gap between this intention and perception situation. So self-awareness is the big thing that we've got to be really focused in here. And there's a number of situations here that I just want to run through quickly. And there's a number of questions also that I want to ask in relation to what is the gap for you between intention and perception. Do you find that you're having conversations with sometimes your team members, or it could be stakeholders and other people, and what you're saying is coming across not as you intended it to, and it's being perceived in a certain way? Now, this is where a lot of the unconscious and conscious biases come into it, because we don't necessarily know what that other person's thinking. We don't understand what's just happened before having a conversation with us. And so there's all these different factors that can lead them to perceive the message that we're sending them completely differently to the intention that the message was delivered, or that was our intention. And so sometimes, I'm not sure if you've experienced this, but I'm just going to run through six examples where you could have a conversation with somebody and how it can be perceived completely differently. Now, the first one is you might come across as, you might be delivering a message to a team, or you might come across as being really confident. So you might your intention may well be, I want to demonstrate that I'm highly confident. Well, depending on how you communicate that message, it might actually come across as you being arrogant. And this is how potentially you can be perceived. So there's going to be a gap between confidence and arrogance and how you're perceived. The other one is you might actually come across as being really, really passionate. You might be talking about a topic that you absolutely love to talk about, and you could get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and just get straight into a dialogue around that particular topic. So you're coming across with an intention of being passionate, but it could well be perceived that you're very impulsive, or you're really, really intense, and that's how it's perceived by your audience. So there's going to be a big gap there. The other one is you might come across, and I've done this many times, and sometimes it works, and a lot of times it doesn't work. And you come across and you try to be humorous, and it may well be you're trying to, you know, ease the tension within a team. It might be in a team meeting. So you think about a joke or a little anecdote, and you think it's quite humorous, and your intention is for it to be humorous. but it comes across as being quite inappropriate. And all you have to do is you have to rub one person up the wrong way or say the wrong thing in the wrong way, and all of a sudden that perception that that person has of you can change completely, and you've now widened the gap between the intention and the perception that was created. You might also have some conversations where you're really, your intention is to be very detailed focused. You might be wanting to hone in on those numbers for the end of the quarter forecast. And you're doing it with the right intention, because you want to make sure that we've got all the ducks lined up in order to give ourselves the opportunity of closing the quarter really, really strongly. But the way that conversation potentially is perceived is the other person's thinking that you're just nitpicking. You're actually micromanaging me. So there's a perception gap that's actually starting to open up based on that. The other one is, you might in some cases, and I talked about this in a video yesterday on LinkedIn and a podcast last week, you may actually be stepping back and being quiet. Now, that is a specific tactic. So your intention is to be quiet so that others can actually step up and actually fill the void and actually make a contribution. Well, sometimes that intention is great, but it's actually perceived as being completely opposite, where others are looking at you as being, well, he's very indecisive today, or he's being quite passive. I don't trust him. What's going on? There's an ulterior motive here. So again, there's a gap. And the last one is, you might want to be coming across in a certain situation or a certain conversation as being quite sensitive, and you want to show a level of sensitivity in a particular conversation. And now, if that's your intention, then it can be coming across, based on how you communicate that, as being quite needy. And so you can see through those six examples, there's potentially going to be gaps between what we intend in terms of our structure of our communication and how we communicate, and ultimately how that communication is going to be perceived. Now, the key thing around all of this is, we as leaders have to take 100% responsibility for everything that we do. Whether that be, if our message is not received in the appropriate way, that's not their fault, it's not our team's fault, it's not the other person's fault, it's our fault. And this is where self-awareness and emotional intelligence really kicks into another gear. But great leaders, exceptional sales leaders, will always take responsibility to make sure that their intention of the message is going to be matched by the perception that is received in that message. Now, if there is a gap, and often there will be based on the things I've just talked about, then it's incumbent on us to then find out, where is that gap and how can I change that communication so the perception and the intention starts to close in terms of the gap and there's more of a match. And so not just leaving it as it is, or not just blaming the other person for not getting it, we have to step up and take responsibility for that and say, right, whatever the case might be, my message didn't resonate, that's on me, it's not on them. So I think this is a really important message for a lot of leaders, and it's a very important message for me as well, because I've suffered from an intention perception gap for many years, and I've worked really hard on my own communication style and also my self-awareness to, as much as possible, close that gap. But also, when I see a gap there, potentially, when I see somebody not actually getting what I'm saying, it's incumbent on me to find out why. What have I said or not said that has created a perception that message is not clear? And so it's incumbent on us to do that. So that's a really important message for today. Now, how do we do this though? How do we actually start bridging the gap? So if you've got the best of intentions and it's not being perceived according to what your intention is, then we do have a gap, and we need to know what sort of strategies and what sort of things can we do in order to give ourselves a chance of plugging that gap, or at least closing that gap. And so there are five questions that we can ask ourselves in order to close that gap, always remembering that it's incumbent on us to take 100% responsibility for our communication and take 100% responsibility for the response that we get. Even though we cannot control the response that somebody gives us, what we can control then is, based on that response, our response to that. And therefore, we've got a bit more control over how we can start closing this gap. So here are five questions. And as I go through these, just think about how this is playing out in your career and in your life. Are you having conversations with members of your team where there is a gap between what your intention is and how that is being perceived in terms of your message? And ask yourself these questions, because it's all based on us, and it's all based on introspection and self-reflection here. All right, so question number one, am I 100% self-aware of my own communication style, but more importantly, how that communication style is perceived by others? Now, remembering, it's not about it's all about us flexing our style to match the communication style of the other person. So we might have a specific style. So we might be naturally quite detailed in our communication style. And so if that's our natural flair, first of all, we've got to be aware of that. Second of all, if we're talking to somebody who is not technically focused or not detailed focused, and we're trying to have a conversation or ask questions based on us being really detailed, chances are there's going to be a perception gap. And so they're not going to necessarily resonate well with what we're saying. So we have to be 100% self-aware as to, okay, what are the signals? What sort of body language am I getting back from that individual? What sort of questions are they asking me? Are they looking at me slightly funnily? Are they asking me to repeat myself, et cetera, et cetera? But all of that is going to be information to give back to us in terms of, all right, are we being perceived in terms of our communication style? And am I aware as to how I'm being perceived around my communication style? So really important question up front. Make sure that you're continuing to work on the fact that, okay, when I'm sending a message to somebody, when I'm having a conversation, what are the triggers, what are the signs that that person is actually not only listening, they're hearing me, but also they're understanding me. And so I've got to make sure that I'm being perceived in the right possible way. When I do that, then I can start to close the gap, because all of a sudden I'm going to get closer to having my message being perceived consistent with how it's actually been intended to be received in the first place. So that's question number one. Question number two, am I manipulating or am I motivating in my communication? Now, what this is all about is, am I leading the witness? Are you looking for win-lose, or are you looking for win-wins? Now, this is about, sometimes you'll be having a conversation with a person and you want to lead them to a certain outcome that is in your own head, and that's your intention. Sometimes that comes across as being quite manipulative, and people feel as if they don't have control over the outcome, or they feel as if you are literally leading them to an answer or to an outcome that they literally do not have any control over. And a lot of this comes through asking questions, for example, that are quite biased or quite closed in its nature, which leads them to say either a yes or a no answer. And sometimes the way you ask those questions can lead them to feel a little bit threatened, because it feels as if, well, this person's got, or you know, Darren's asked me all these questions, he must have a preconceived idea as to what the answer is going to be or what the outcome is going to be. And so this is where manipulation comes in versus motivation, is you have no concept of what the outcome potentially is going to be. It's really open, but it's going to be focused on win-win. So you're looking for people's input. And that's the difference between manipulating and motivating. So are you aware of this in terms of, am I manipulating or am I motivating in my communication? Do I have a preconceived idea about what the outcome is going to be, and therefore I'm going to ask questions and lead the conversation to get that outcome? Or am I completely open to whatever the outcome is, and therefore I'm going to be motivating to have an open win-win conversation and then get an outcome that is best for us and best for the organization? So that's question number two. Question number three, am I competing or am I completing in my communication? Now, this is about focusing on the abundance mindset, not the scarcity mindset, and adding value, looking for adding value. There are too many leaders out there who are holding things to their chest, and I still see it today, and it's flabbergasting. There's some people out there that think it's okay to hold information and withhold information, thinking, well, I know something that you don't know, so therefore that's the advantage that I have over you, and that is absolute rubbish. You are simply competing and you are not completing in that communication style, and you are not focusing on the abundance mindset and therefore the possibility thinking that all great leaders will have that will lead to an outcome where we're adding value. So if you find yourself having conversation and not giving all of the information or holding stuff back, then potentially you are in the competing mode in terms of your communication, and you're not completing, so you're not adding value. So think about that. Am I competing or am I completing in my communication? Am I adding value? Do I have an abundance mindset? Fourth question is, am I balancing care with straight talk in my communication? So I talked yesterday on the podcast about being authentic, and most organizations have leaders who their teams believe one of the biggest qualities, and there's daylight to the second, authenticity is the biggest attribute that teams look for in their leaders. So this is about being authentic, but sometimes we have to be able to balance caring with the straight talk or the authenticity, and sometimes it's referred to as candor. So are you balancing care, or are you going straight into a straight talk, straight conversation, a feedback conversation without building the foundation around care and being really clear on what your intention is for the purpose of that conversation? Now, a lot of leaders say that, you know, the way I show care is through being really being very candid and straight in terms of the feedback that I give. Now, that's fine, but you're still got to be able to build a relationship and earn the right to be able to have that level of candor, because people then know where you're coming from. It's something that has to be earned. So just ask yourself, am I balancing a level of care? So do I genuinely care about my team? Do I genuinely care about this particular person? Am I balancing that with a level of straight talk? Because if it's out of balance, then chances are your intentionality is going to be not matched with the perception of that message that's received from the person you're having a conversation with. And then the last question here is, am I constantly communicating my why? What is the purpose of the conversation? Am I making it really clear in terms of the purpose of this conversation? Now, one of the best ways to actually close the gap between intention and perception is to communicate upfront as part of this conversation the purpose of the conversation. So explain what your why is. So chances are, if you can be really explicit in terms of this is the purpose of the conversation, this is my intent of the conversation, and if you state that up front, then chances are there's a better opportunity for that communication, that message, to then match from a perception point of view what that intention is. So are you really clear on why you're communicating this message? Are you really clear on the purpose behind the message? Because if there's any room for misinterpretation, then I can guarantee you, based on experience and based on working with hundreds of people, people will have their own perception based on a number of different things, and a lot of it has not got anything to do with you. So make sure you're really, really clear on your communication around the why and the purpose. All right, so they're the five questions. So if you find yourself having conversations and you find yourself getting feedback, and that feedback from teams or from individuals is, well, there's a bit of a disconnect here, then remember that's on us. That's on us as leaders. So we do have a gap. There is a gap that is often between our intention around what we intend to say, how we intend to say it, and how it's actually perceived. It's not their fault. It's not the other person's fault. It is not the team's fault. It is 100% our fault. Now, this is where leaders really step up to the plate, and the exceptional sales leaders separate themselves from their competition in that in every single situation, they will take 100% responsibility for everything that happens. And so if your message is not landing in the way that you intended it, then an exceptional sales leader will take responsibility for that, and they'll find out where that gap is, and they'll do whatever it takes to close that gap, because they know that it's so important to make sure that their intention is matched as closely as possible to the way the message is being received. So I trust that message resonates. If you find yourself having some challenges around the intention perception gap, then ask yourself those five questions and really do a bit of a deep dive in terms of self-reflection and where you think you might be coming up short. And if I can help you at all in relation to this, but also if I can help you with your exceptional sales leadership journey, please get onto my calendar. Go to leadwithdarren.com. Pick a time. We'll have a conversation about how I might be able to help you take your sales leadership to the next level. And of course, if we're not connected on LinkedIn, please send me a connection request, and I'd love to connect with you there. So again, thanks for listening. I hope this was of value. Hope the week has been a fantastic week in sales. Enjoy the weekend. Continue to push the envelope. Continue to be focused on where do I have the perception gap compared to my intention. And of course, if you do all that as well as living outside of your comfort zone, you're going to move a lot closer to being exceptional. All the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.